My grandfather was from Albania. He often told me stories about monsters and dragons from his homeland. Kolcedra, Gogali, and Balaz. I was young, so of course I was scared, but it comforted me in a way, just to think that all the evil and monsters were in a faraway land. It's not so comforting anymore now that I know that Albania is just a country, but I still look back at those conversations fondly now that my grandfather is gone. Sometimes other kids would tease me for being scared of everything, but I thought it was just me being cautious. After a while, my family moved to a smaller town. It was nice, for the most part, except for some odd characters. We had to go to church every Sunday, which was bothersome, but I did it anyways. The pastor at the church was a nice fellow, and enjoyed talking to him. Sometimes I told him about my grandfather's tales, which he frowned upon. Once my grandfather told me some stories from his country about a monster called the Striga, who would drain the life essence from children. He frowned.
Such things have no place being spoken about here.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know. He thought for a moment and walked away. The next time I attended the church, he seemed disheveled, dirty, almost decaying in a way. Are you feeling all right, Reverend?
Yes, quite all right.
Said in a breathy, quieter voice than usual. He was often very chipper, even in grim situations. He stepped up to his lectern. Before he started reading, he guzzled down every last bit of liquid from a bottle of communion wine. When I looked closer at the bottle, it seemed as if he had stuffed it full of bread or wafers. After it was over, I wanted to go check on him. He seemed like he was sick or otherwise. I cracked the door to his office open a bit and saw him on his knees, convulsing and thrashing on the ground. I still remember the horrid sound of his bones breaking, his flesh slipping and his skin stretching. Should I tell someone? Should I help him? Should I run? For the first time in 5 years, the fear I felt had returned to me. I couldn't move, couldn't scream. I just watched him flail around like a marionette doll. And then his mouth opened, bigger and bigger and bigger. Then something reached out of it. I forced my hand to pull the door shut and walked away. I didn't sleep the night after. I held my dad's old pocket knife. My father came into my room. I slid the knife under my pillow before he could see it.
Are you feeling okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Just go back to bed. He stood still in front of me for 3 minutes before leaving. In the morning, my mother had left early for work, and father prepared for the day upstairs. When I opened the pantry to get something to nourish myself with, all the food down to the last crumb had been sloppily devoured. A bottle of wine was shattered on the floor, but it was empty. It was like a starving, rabid dog had ravaged the pantry. I rationalized it in ways like rats must have gotten in. A stray cat came in through the window. I knew that wasn't the case. I went back upstairs to speak with my father. Hey, Dad, can we talk about something?
What? 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 What?